I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it can still be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Last week, we had, you have the ability to play any musical instrument, but if live music is playing around you, you cannot speak. The poll is still open, so go to @BreakAWishPod on Twitter or join the Break a Wish discussion group on Facebook to vote if you'd take this wish or not. We'll have the results next week. Today, it's a beautiful day to break down a wish from jokester Gemma on Twitter, who said, I wish I could change the weather at will. And I sit down with Jenna LeBlanc and Damien Depping to really talk up a storm about this wish. And it's a wonderful day to break down a magic wish. But first, let's see who we're breaking it down with. We have Jenna LeBlanc.
Hello.
And Damien Depping.
Hello.
And the wish we're breaking down today is, I wish I could control the weather at will. Mm. Well, I guess before we learn about controlling the weather, we should figure out what's the weather we like? Where do we each settle in with our weather? If you could pick the perfect day weather-wise.
I'm the kind of person who has a very narrow weather tolerance. I get cold very easily. I get hot very easily. So I'd say between like 10 degrees and 20 degrees and not too humid.
Okay, that's a little even on the chill side.
Yeah, and I think it's because you can always put on layers.
True.
Once you reach a certain maximum heat, like you can't take more layers off. So I'd rather just bundle up than be sweating all
no,
the time.
No, that makes sense. But what's the sky like? Are we talking like some cumulus, some overcast, windy?
I actually don't mind a little bit of clouds and even a little bit of drizzle. I took a trip to Newfoundland recently and it was like kind of just overcast all the time and it was pretty nice.
Yeah, that's what the East Coast is like. It's always about to rain.
Yeah, and I actually don't mind that because it's like kind of nice and atmospheric and you're not like, you don't have to wear sunglasses. You don't have to wear sunscreen.
Yeah, I agree. I like it like a sunny day that's also overcast, you know what I mean? So it's like, it would be bright, but the clouds are making it even for me.
Yes, yes.
And then, yeah, like that same sort of weather around just about 20, maybe a little below.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty similar. I like being able to wear jeans and like a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like the layers. And then, you know, if you get too hot, you take it off.
And spring and fall fashion is always way better than summer so much and winter. Better.
It's true, yeah. I also, the one thing I like, though, is I like summer at night.
Yeah.
Like when it's warm and I'm outside and it's dark and it just feels kind of perfect. Like there's no wind. It's just like, this is the right temperature and it's not too bright because it's dark.
I do like that, but I also don't like bugs. So, that's why I'm like, if it's a little cooler, there's usually no bugs or less bugs.
That's true.
And I'm like, that's a big thing for me.
See, the nice thing is in the city, the pollution kills all the bugs.
Oh, no, they're still there.
There's just some of them if you go deep into the woods.
And then in summertime, it's hot, then you got all the bees around the garbage can.
Oh,
and
They might kill me. We've never found out for sure, but there's a good chance they'd kill me.
There's an upside, though. I mean, with everything that's going on in the world now, there's no more bees. So
they're running out of bees, yeah. So you know it's a trade-off. I won't get stung. We may starve.
We may starve. Have food.
But at least I won't get stung.
Exactly. I'm not afraid of garbage cans anymore.
Mm. Yeah. All right. So if you could control the weather, though, do you think you would use it more for that personal edge of just being the right temperature for you? Mm. Or would you use it for more nefarious purposes? What are some of the things you think you'd use it for?
Like weather control? Like,
Well, if you can control it at will, you could be like, oh, I just don't want to go out to work today. Snow day, blizzard.
Ooh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Or just someone you don't like is having a baseball game.
Or a wedding.
Or a wedding.
They have an outdoor wedding.
This is for not inviting me, Tammy. Yeah.
This wasn't ironic at all.
Yeah.
This was my design.
I think, I don't know if I would use it for nefarious purposes, but for example, in my line of work, like field ecology, sometimes it's a matter of like life and death, personal safety. Like if you're outside and it's 35 degrees and you have to count plants in a field for 8 hours, like I've seen people almost pass out because they're so dehydrated. So there's been days in the field where I'm like, if I could just summon a cloud or a breeze, or if it was 10 degrees cooler, it would just make this like not only more comfortable, but safer.
Right.
I think that would be.
Would it by any chance throw off your science? Like you're out there in the field doing science.
Yeah.
Would it change things that if you change the weather, like it wouldn't be the same random sampling?
I mean, I'm an ecologist, not a meteorologist, so I just ignore the weather patterns. I'm sure other scientists who might be tracking those things.
Well, I'm saying more of the lines. Like, I know the plants won't run away based on the weather, but, like, there would be less active bugs if you were counting bugs or birds or whatever. They would act differently depending on the weather.
That's a good point. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Do you want good weather or good science? You gotta
pick
one. Oh my
God, the ultimate choice. Well, in that case, I would still take it for like my own personal comfort.
Personal safety.
Because like I said, I have a very narrow range and sometimes I would just like to be...
I was wondering, do you have to like control like the weather, like broad weather, or can you do like little things like if you're thirsty in the field and you just have like a little storm cloud come and rain in your mouth?
That might be a little too precise.
A little too much, you know what I mean?
Let's work out that range.
Or like, my feet are cold, so you put like some sun on your feet.
Yeah.
I imagine you could maybe move like a big old cloud in.
Yeah.
If you needed shade, so you could be like,
a
tiny cloud, like a micro cloud into your mouth is a bit much.
Oh, no.
Or if you want like a snow cone and you have like
a little snow cone. I think that's probably a little too specific.
Take it the other way. Can you use this power to combat global climate change?
Ooh.
Like, are we affecting broad scale patterns, like lowering the average temperature of the planet?
If we're looking at the wording, wording says weather, not climate.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So now could that have some knock on effects? Because if you suddenly make it, you know, let's say you love snow and you just make it a blizzard in Toronto every day for a full year.
Right.
How will that affect the nearby climate? Probably a bit.
Broad-reaching consequences.
How wide of a range is our weather control?
Yeah, so if we're talking weather, then it's probably local to like citywide, maybe.
Okay, that's a pretty big range.
It's still yeah.
pretty big range, city
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how big a city is okay. in like meters.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You know, like, but
at least 3 meters.
3 meters no, at most. But like, how big is Toronto across? Is it like
it kind of just never
kilometers?
Ends? I don't yeah, know. Yeah, just the whole GTA
or a typical city. How like yeah. how wide mm-hmm. is a typical city?
There's a lot of sprawl, so yeah. I don't know.
If you're doing it per hectare or something, like I'm just thinking, I don't know, if you were like a farmer yeah. and your crops were dying, you could mm-hmm. personally have your own rain and all your other farmers' crops would fail. Yeah, I don't
you could
know.
Probably do that. You could probably that rain could about a field.
Like yeah. a 15 kilometer radius or something oh. like that. Maybe that. Is that yeah. is that fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say ballpark. Again, I don't know. All right. I have a really bad sense of what distances are
yeah.
other than ones I can see. Like,
mm-hmm. okay.
See a meter because it's there, but if you get
so
to like...
a kilometer is 1,000 meters.
Yeah, I know that. But again, can I conceptualize that is a different thing, right?
Okay. Well, just think of a meter and then multiply it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's solved. You solved all my problems. All right. Thank you.
It's just math.
So. Right. Yeah, yeah. I think you could probably use some other sneaky things too. Like, if you were... Like, I don't know. This is a really specific thing. But you're doing like a paper airplane contest.
Okay.
And you just have like, as soon as you throw it, there's an updraft.
Gust, yeah.
But everyone else, there's just no wind at all and they can't get yeah. any lift. I don't know. Kites.
Kites, yeah.
yeah.
Sailboats.
You can win a sailing competition.
Oh, that's true.
Just always have a perfect breeze.
Yeah.
I think that's within weather, like to pick the direction
that's
of wind.
True. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of that one scene in Bruce Almighty where he uses the wind to like blow women's skirts up. And I feel like in the wrong hands, you could really, okay. The creepers could have some bad fun with
yes,
this power.
I will recommend you don't use the power for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the way we do this show is that we try to go, okay, let's be aware of what evil people can do with this
okay,
power.
Okay.
But at the same time, whoever takes the wish, the cost is going to be on them specifically.
Right. Evil could be a lot worse, though. I remember there's like old games I used to play, like Red Alert 2, where there was like a weather control device. And
okay.
that was like a super weapon that you would use. Like you put a catastrophic like lightning storm over something and it would
yeah.
just like Ooh. Destroy stuff. Or
so the risk here would be, as we're saying, it's you can control the weather sort of around you. So
it's just around you. Okay.
Yeah, it's you can't
okay.
like
okay.
you can't so, make a thunderstorm in Moscow.
Okay.
You have to
okay.
do it where you are.
I was just clarifying.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good clarification.
Yeah. yeah.
I think that's more in the intent of this wish of controlling the weather. It's
yeah.
like it's around you.
Could you counterpoint, could you like fly over the clouds and then have it like below you? You know what I mean?
I guess,
like
yeah.
Like, you could be weaponized, and you're like, in a stealth plane
riding around
above.
A plane,
yeah.
casting down yeah. on the ground below.
Again, like, I don't think we'd have the pinpointness to be like, I want a lightning to strike there.
Mm. No, but you could see an area, and you're like,
lightning strike
that
to an
place
area.
Yeah. in particular.
I think that's a great power. And there's, like, do you ever have those days, I think you kind of mentioned it, where it's a beautiful day, and you know you should go outside, but you're like, I just want to stay inside.
Yeah.
You just bring in the rain, and then... You
oh, yeah.
feel justified in being lazy all
oh,
day.
Oh, and people don't, like, judge you for it.
I was a gamer nerd as a kid, so if it was nice out, my parents would make me go outside.
Ooh, yeah.
But if it was a rainy day, they might go and rent me a new video game.
Yeah!
Yeah,
so if it was going to be rainy all weekend, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I still kind of like rain on that account.
All I want to do is play Smash Bros. Melee in my room and not worry about my judgment
oh,
from other people.
When I was a kid, my big thing was Animal Planet had Crocodile Hunter marathons all weekends. So
wow.
there would be weekends where I'd be inside all weekend watching Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, nice.
So,
but expanding your brain.
And it's like, you should go outside. I'm like, I'm good.
I'm
it's
learning
weird,
about
weird because you're looking about outside. Yeah, so you're learning about outside.
Well, just Australia and wherever he was.
Yeah, he was outside.
Mostly Australia.
I don't
yeah.
think he ever went into like, this is the episode where I go into an office cubicle.
No, I mean, he might have. I don't know. I didn't see every
I mean,
episode.
In Australia, there could have been some big spiders in there
still.
Well,
could have been. I don't think he did like press. Well, I guess in a way he kind of did pest control because they would get like giant saltwater crocodiles off people's property.
Right.
So that is...
True.
Technically, pest control.
A pest of a sort.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a
I just,
local
I think
pest.
An episode where he went to the mall would be.
I would
less
watch
exciting.
That.
I'd go.
I would totally watch
too.
That.
But it would feel off-brand.
He goes to I don't know, Banana Republic.
Yeah.
And gets some khakis.
Yeah. It's got to be done.
He's
you know he does yeah. it. Why don't they show it on screen?
And
he wears the same outfit every day. That's got to come
true.
From somewhere.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Let's get back onto our mission now, though. Now we have to come up with ironic costs. So we've described how well you can control the weather. But what's the cost for this? What do you have to give up?
I had an idea. You can choose to change the weather, but 6 months from now, like the opposite end of the calendar, the same change happens. So like,
oh, okay,
it's like 35 degrees out, 40 degrees with Humidex, and you're like, man, I just wish it was 10 degrees colder today. And you, that can happen for you. But then 6 months from now, in December, the day is also 10 degrees colder.
Colder. Okay. So yeah. the change is carried forward. Not the weather you create, but the change
you did to it. Or the opposite. You're like, man, it's freezing. I wish it was 10 degrees hotter. But then you know that there's a day coming up in the summer where it's going to be way too hot to handle.
And I guess your powers just wouldn't work on that opposite day, right? It would have to cancel them out for that day.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
Because you could only use it half the year then.
So I guess you get in this loop of changing some days and not others.
Because I was wondering, I was thinking like, you could change the weather, but you can't dress accordingly to it. But then I'm like, couldn't you just then change the weather
again?
To what you're dressed? Yeah.
So that's why I wasn't sure about that. But are we saying it's like you can only change it once at a time?
Well, it could, again, we're using magic. We have magic powers here. So the cost could be that whenever you change the weather, your clothes also magically change to be inappropriate for that weather.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be a pain. Because I think I never mind the weather if I'm appropriately dressed for it.
Yeah.
But if you go out without a hat or sunglasses or without a proper jacket, like, it's awful. So. Yeah.
I like the idea of that, but I think it will very quickly become useless. So like, if you're like, oh, today's too hot, let's make this less hot. And then you're in a parka, it's like, well, this is worse.
It might be too much.
It's a fun idea, but I just don't think the extent to which it would work would negate the use of the power.
I was more using it to try and like gauge, like, can we change it anytime we want or anything like that. So
I think we can adjust that based on, like, the base is, I think you can change it whenever you want. But if the cost is you have to pay for it later, then you can't change it then. Because that's paying your cost for the thing you already did.
Yeah.
Do you have another idea if the clothing doesn't work?
I guess if the clothing doesn't work, maybe you can change the weather, but I don't know, your feet are always wet.
Ooh.
Just like damp shoes. Yeah,
I
mean,
I didn't have like rain. I still don't really have rain shoes.
Okay.
I haven't had them for like years. So when it rains, my feet just invariably get wet.
Okay.
And I know I should buy.
And this is like magical wetness, because we're talking about like you make it a sunny day and a rainy
like
day.
This is real life. But I'm saying if I had magic and then just for whatever reason, your feet are always wet.
You just always have
just
wet
always
feet.
Wet feet.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling of wet feet.
It's not like a horrible curse, but it's bad enough that you're like, do I really want to make it rain today?
Yeah. I think it might be weak, but it's on the right vein. There's something there.
I don't know. It's weak, but it's also like, it really will make you think, like, do I want to do this? Do I need to do this? Because this is going to happen.
Yeah. I do hate wet feet. you try to dry them out, but they're just so wet and they smell better.
You get an infection. You get trench foot.
Oh my God. I think, once again, that would take a while,
serious
right?
Serious medical consequences.
How long does trench foot take to develop?
I don't know.
My understanding is days at minimum.
Let me call up my World War I vet friend.
Well, how long do your feet stay wet?
I would hope.
Maybe your feet stay wet for 3 days.
Three days after? Just like damp feet for three? No, I would never use it.
I don't think I could do that. Yeah.
The cost is immediately too high.
Okay.
But you're on the right vein then. If we can find a place where it's like, oh yeah, sure. And then a place
it's
where we're like,
okay.
Oh, never.
Mm-hmm.
We can maybe calibrate that one. So we got the opposite effect 6 months later. Mm-hmm. We got damp feet.
I think yours is infinitely smarter than mine.
I mean, if you think about it too much, I think it kind of falls apart, because then when does the year reset?
Yeah.
You know? But if we're talking about magic, then we can just pretend that, I don't know, the logic is a little...
Yeah, just the opposite date. You just do the same month, the same day, different month, and adjust if it's a 31st 30 thing.
Yeah, and then I guess...
Magic will get you close enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Since we're talking magic, what if every time you change the weather, a little magic man came up and punched you in the gut? Depending how much you change the weather, he punches you harder and more often.
Ooh.
Why is he a little man?
Because I just picture like a little magic man with like a pointy hat and like a nice little beard.
Like the Great Gazoo from
Flintstones. He's like, hello, dum-dum. And he gives you a little uppercut. It's like you just want a light drizzle. He's just like, ooh, that's just a little slap. But if you make like a blizzard, he'll like just...
Oh,
ooh.
I think I found it.
Ooh.
I think you helped me find mine.
Mm. Okay.
It's not quite that.
Okay.
It's similar. So as soon as you take this, you don't even use the power. As soon as you take this wish, all weather men, women, all weather people, meteorologists, they all hate you. Oh. They instinctively know that they hate you. Like, despise. They will do anything they can to harm you. Like, they will
actively try to harm you. Okay. Okay.
Like, if you run into them on the street, they'll just point at you and run at you and be like, God, I want to do something. They won't depend on the person what they'll do, but like, they might punch you.
Yeah.
They might kick you, like, throw a drink on you. Just Ooh. Any weather person will hate you.
The enemy of weather people everywhere.
Yeah.
That's pretty threatening. I don't know how often I come across weather people.
You can't see them.
Yeah. I don't know them that often.
They hide among us people.
I would try and find like a guild of weather people who are on my side, and I give them the weather.
They wouldn't believe it. They
can't be the weather for this week.
That's the thing. You could use it for like, hey, I hear the weather's going to be 10 and sunny tomorrow, and the meteorologist could be, yeah.
Wink.
What would you bribe them with? Like, what would you get as payment? Like, would they just pay you money for being the best weather person?
Or? Meteorologist protection.
You'd get protection
from the other meteorologist.
Again, I think the hate would be too strong. Like, this is magic hate.
Fair. All of them.
You could never work your way around this.
We're mocking their profession.
Anyway. Yeah.
The hard work that they put in, because I'm sure it's difficult to be a weather person.
Exactly, it is.
You don't want someone just fucking that up.
So I just think, magic hate from all weather people. Maybe even, like, climatologists? I don't know.
I know a lot of climatologists, so that would be difficult.
That'd be hard for you personally. Difficult. That's very specific to you, maybe. Yeah.
Would Al Gore like you or hate you?
Ooh.
Hate you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Like, he'll call you out by name.
He will?
Yeah.
We'll do a PowerPoint about it?
A whole PowerPoint about how much he hates
you.
He has
that little lift truck.
He won't even know
up.
Why. Like, he won't understand why he hates you.
Your name is broadcast
but there's
into the name.
Three slides devoted to you.
Mm. But yeah, he's just got like his new movie is called The Truth About Damien. That guy sucks.
All right. Well,
undertitle. And it's an hour and a half long of just him ripping into you.
You old piece of trash.
Yeah, I feel like you could become a kind of local celebrity and gather enough fans to protect you from the weathermen.
Just use your weather powers to get a cult.
Like, listen.
Oh, a weather cult.
And then get them to always have bodyguards around you to
protect guarantee
you.
This next week will be mild and pleasant, but you guys have to protect me from all these weather people that are coming after me.
That'd be an interesting world-building exercise of just like, I have changed the entire political landscape of weather telling.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like with all these powers, you could kind of become unto a god in some degree, but I feel like weather is especially like...
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic god power.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, oh, God hates me. God's crying. God's playing bowling. That's why it's thunder.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Or hanging from the chandelier, that's what the lightning is. You ever hear that?
No, I didn't
know
that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if it was like angels swinging from the chandeliers and that's why the lightning
that just
is.
Makes them seem so weird. Irresponsible and drunk. Like angels are all smashed
rowdy
up there.
Party.
Oh, they're getting wrecked up there and they're just peeing down. That's why it's raining.
Oh my God. Yeah
rain is God's pee. For sure.
Ours was like raining is God's spit, which I don't know.
It's not better. Well, maybe a little, but it's not good.
I think I'd rather, would I rather be spit on than pee on?
Yes. It took you a half second. You're like, oh,
for sure. I would still be very upset if someone spit on me.
Yeah.
Like very upset.
There's like an anger toward.
Yeah. A spit is definitely like, if rain is God's spit, then he hates us for sure. Because that's a lot of spitting to do. And that's like a pointed thing.
All over the place.
Whereas if God's peeing on us, he might like us.
He might.
I do feel, though, in situations, though, people spitting on you feels a lot more intentional than people peeing on
exactly,
you.
Exactly,
so I wouldn't be as mad because of that. Just because I would be upset that it's pee, but I would also not be like, oh, I was like, oh, this idiot. Not
he's
like,
got to pee somewhere, right?
Yeah, he's just drunk or whatever and just
drinking, peeing around.
You know, crazy dazing it all over.
I wouldn't like it, though.
I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't like it at all.
But if someone spit on me, there's probably something, there's a reason they're spitting on you,
yeah.
I'm sure. And you got to watch out. So if God's is God spitting on us?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it because we're all sinners?
Again,
apparently.
It could just be that he's spilling his drink, too. Because, again, he's drunk. He's,
could be.
He's hanging on the
God
chandelier.
Is constantly
he's
drunk.
He's in a bowling alley. So he's just spilling drinks on us.
Oh,
and that one time he got real sloshed, and for 40 days and 40 nights, he flooded the earth.
And he just kept spilling drinks.
Spilling a drink. And then he's like, oh, sorry, here's a sticker of a rainbow.
Whoops. And that's how
rainbows were made.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've each pitched out one of our causes here, so we'll do a quick recap. So Jenna's got, you can control the weather, but 6 months later, the exact same effect will happen on the other side of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you change it by 10, same direction. Damien's, well, he tried to have his little man punching you, but he also had the wet feet, which we will calibrate how wet for how long.
Okay, yeah, maybe 2 days.
We'll see.
All right.
But that's wet feet whenever you can, whenever you change the weather. So as you use the effect, wet feet.
I think I like the little man better.
Just so well, it comes
and mine, inspired by the little man, is that all meteorologists and climatologists, I'll say, I'll put them in there because we don't know how many weather people there are. They hate you. They don't know why, but they just hate you more than anyone else. Which of these do we think is closest to balanced?
I mean, I think the meteorologist enemy creation is pretty hilarious.
There's some fun there, yeah.
Because I feel like it's not so dangerous that you couldn't take measures against it.
You'd have to take measures, yeah.
But it'd be an inconvenience for sure. So just, it would make you think twice.
Surprising, too. You'd never expect to run into one.
Yeah.
Just be on the street at the mall.
I don't know who the weather people are.
Oh, yeah. Why does this person hate me all of a sudden? Oh, no, it's a weather person.
It's like being in the Matrix and you don't know where the agents are.
Yeah.
Ooh, I haven't seen the Matrix, but I'll trust you.
The baddies can take over anyone.
Oh,
so
okay.
So they could be anyone at any time.
Yeah. These insipid meteorologists.
So just all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's just a crossing guard. And then all of a sudden... Oh no! It's an agent.
It's a meteorologist. Yeah. Yeah, I think that one's pretty funny.
So that feels balanced.
I think the 6 months one is probably the most balanced.
Yeah,
because it's also dependent on how much you do as well. So if you just change it a few degrees to make it comfortable, that's not as noticeable 6 months. But if you're like, I want a hot day today, and then in 6 months, like in the middle of winter, and it just is super sunny.
Yeah.
That could really mess things up for a while.
It was the same change.
So the same change 6 months later.
Right. Yeah. So you're probably going to make things worse for sure because it's always going to be...
On the opposite end, yeah.
If you live in a fairly mild climate to start with, then those changes wouldn't really stack up that much though, right?
Yeah, I guess...
Where are the mild climates? I don't know much about climate.
I mean, I come from Calgary and it goes down to I don't know, minus 20 in the winter, plus 20 most of the time in the summer. So there are hot days and those would be the ones that I would want to change. And then I feel like I would probably accept on the other end in the winter, a couple days of minus 30.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be that bad if you're...
It wouldn't be too bad, yeah.
See, the bigger problem is if you're in Toronto where you get 40s and 40s.
Yeah, and then that's pretty extreme.
Yeah, because if you go, oh, it's 40, I want to get it down to 25. I can deal with 25. That's 15 degrees.
Colder in the winter.
So that's a minus 55 day in the winter.
Oh my God,
that's really bad.
And then I feel
honestly, you're killing people.
Yeah, that's the thing is there's people who would be way more affected than that.
Yeah.
Than me by that. So it makes you think twice
makes
about
you think
it.
Twice
I
about
think so
it.
Too. Yeah, there's definitely more of a morality and kind of what can I do? And there's a cause and effect a little more to it, which is nice.
Okay, we'll start with Jenna's. I think we're going to pass on the wet feet just because
I'm fine with that one. Okay. That was just an idea.
It's fine, but I don't want...
I'm standing by the magic man though.
the magic man just giving you a little punch.
Yeah.
Depending what you do.
Yeah, it seems like a little non sequitur, but...
Yeah. No, I mean, it's consequences.
It's consequences. I'm not saying it's not a consequence. I'm just saying, what does he have to do with weather?
Maybe he works for the meteorologists.
It's a tiny meteorologist.
They shouldn't be tiny ones. I don't know. They should be regular-sized meteorologists. That's how I see it.
No, he's an agent of the meteorologist.
Oh, he's just hired by them.
Yeah. He's a magic man.
That's where they normally get their weather from.
Yeah, magic.
The magic man tells them. The weather will be very snowy. Okay, so then in that case, Jenna, would you take your own wish with your cost?
I think I would. It would keep me in check to make sure I'm not affecting too extreme of a change, but it would also be kind of a lifesaver, sometimes literally in my case, to be I cannot stand this extra 10 degrees right now. I'm going to back it up a little bit. I know it'll be colder in the winter, but I can plan ahead.
The nice thing is that you can use it in the moment. The moment you're feeling like I'm about to get heat stroke.
Yeah.
Now it's better.
You can change it.
Then you can worry about it.
Case by case basis.
Make a note on your calendar. In 6 months, it's going to suck.
Today's the day.
Yeah. But you know to dress better because you know it's going to suck.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think I would take that.
Though I guess you don't know what the base temperature of that future date was.
So it could be way, way colder than you're expecting.
Yeah.
I think I would still take it.
Still take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Move over to Damon. Would you take it? Why?
I think I would. I think I'd take it. I think it's a reasonable enough one. It's basically like playing with the thermostat, just like a couple degrees.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with. Mm. I don't really see many instances where I would need to make a huge dramatic change to the weather.
Yeah.
So just enough to make it comfortable, I could deal with.
Yeah. And the effect would still happen if you were trying to change stuff like clouds and the amount of sun and the windiness. Those would also still stack on too, right?
Yeah, I guess so. If you wanted more
clouds. We're
kind
of talking more about temperature, but like you would do the other stuff too.
Yeah, like if you brought in some clouds to make and a bit of wind to make it more pleasant, then you'd have a windier, cloudier winter day. Yeah. So,
but you could also bring in rain on a winter day.
That's
which would
true.
Turn to freezing rain once it hits the ground.
Ooh, great. Yeah.
Just ice everywhere.
More yeah. extreme weather events, which would shut down the city. Mm.
So that's, again, for evil.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you take it just for the small effects as well? I think I would take it too, because again, you use it in those emergencies, right?
Yeah.
Use it on a day that's like, no, I can't deal with this day. And we're all the type of person to put off a cost, right? Oh. Like 6 months is so far from now.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I'll figure something out by then. So I don't think we can end on this one because we are all willing
it's
to take it.
Yeah.
It's too good still. Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go with meteorologist. Hey, okay. Let's try it. So it's mine.
Could you use your weather powers to battle the meteorologists?
Like, they're not super specific, remember. So you could have it. Like, you could get windy, but, like, you're affected by that wind, too.
That's true. That's true. You're not, like, Storm from the X.
No, it's not. Yeah, again, no lightning bolts and stuff like that. But, like, you could try. Like, if they were all happened to be wearing really big jackets and then...
Just summon a tornado right on top of them.
Well, the tornado would be close enough to you. Like, again, you're not that precise. It's got to be close to you. But, like, you could make it windy and maybe if their jackets are, you know... More sail-esque than your own.
You just wear a morph suit all the time.
All the time. To keep away. But that's a pretty big commitment, right?
Yeah.
I don't go out that much. I don't think I travel in the same circles as meteorologists.
Yeah.
I feel like I could get by, and I can run pretty fast. I would just run away.
I think I would take that. I think it would become this weird trope of mine that I have these showdowns. Maybe I'm romanticizing it, but...
Yeah.
Like all these weird showdowns, like a Western standing across from a meteorologist.
My problem is that I wear headphones a lot.
Oh, okay.
They could sneak up on you.
They could totally sneak up on me.
That's so true.
My thing is there are not that many meteorologists, are there? And there's not going to be that many meteorologists in every place you are.
So there's
kind of spread out.
There's
right?
normally about one per radio station or news channel.
Okay.
Well, how broad is that talking? Because for every one person who's talking about the weather, there's like a bunch running the calculations and like doing studies about weather who are not necessarily broadcasting.
Right.
So there might
be... those climatologists. I don't know how many there are, but there's a bunch of those out there too. Those ones are more in the major cities. So if you're in Toronto, there's probably a lot of them.
But if you're in a small town, there's probably like two meteorologists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's a huger percentage of the town.
That's true.
Hates
true.
You.
Yeah.
The headphones is a good point because I walk around listening to music and often zoned out.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could probably get snuck up by a meteorologist pretty easily.
Yeah. I'm real on the fence on this one. This is a tight cuss. I don't like being hated either.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if they're just like trash talking me online, I don't feel good about that. Like you just like everyone, every time you post a video on YouTube, suddenly there's a bunch of comments from meteorologists being like, I hate this guy.
It's just the meteorologist haters.
Crap.
Yeah,
one of them like also gets called in by Now to do theater reviews and suddenly give me bad reviews,
take you down from the inside.
I don't know why they assigned a meteorologist, but you know they're desperate.
Because I can hardly stand like a regular negative interaction on the street, so I don't know why I'm romanticizing that it would be fun with a meteorologist.
It might be fun like the first couple times and you're like, no, I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah,
but I'm real on the fence.
I don't think I would do it given that I'm often not paying attention to my surroundings.
Yeah, it's real close, but I think I might be a no as well. Hmm. Damien?
I don't know. I could take a meteorologist.
You take a meteorologist in a fight?
I think so.
Yeah?
Why not?
All right.
I'll make it all icy and slippery. I'll just drive around in an amphibious vehicle all the time.
Just, you always make the weather or something. Yeah. Can't
an armored car.
They come attack me and then I flood it. I'm like, ha-ha. Take that, meteorologists.
No,
I don't know. I don't think it's bad enough of a punishment. It's like you have a few people who don't like you. I mean, at the end of the day, someone's gonna hate you.
Yeah,
you may as well have cool powers while they hate you.
Just assume you're hated.
You're right. Someone's got everybody, and someone for whatever reason is not gonna like you.
Okay,
whether it be a real reason or a made up one, you're not going to be liked by everybody.
That's a good point. So I think I'll be honest, I'm on that fence. So I could go easily be convinced one way or the other, leaning just barely on the no, but
I think, yeah, it depends on the level to which they would seek their revenge. Yeah. Like, are they actually trying to physically harm you, or are they just giving you mean side
eye? I think the way I would phrase it is that they hate you more than anyone else. Like, you're the person they hate the most. So that depends on that person, right? Like,
is it also dependent on how much you use your powers that they hate you more?
No, just as soon as you take the wish to gain the powers, you can use the powers as much as you want once you do it.
Because I'd probably be more inclined if they were like, the more you use it, they'll hate you more the more you use it.
And then you can just use it a little bit.
Yeah, you use it a bit less. And they're like, okay, we don't like that guy.
Yeah.
But if they just hate you so much right from the beginning, I don't know. Are they really willing to go to jail just because of their hatred?
I think it depends on the person again. Like, if
that's true.
Like, there's some meteorologists who, if they hate you, they'll pick a fight with you, right? Like,
that's true.
They're just a scrappy person. But I'm sure there's lots who would just, like, again, post mean things or yell at you.
I think for the most part, people are just going to be verbal. So yeah. I'd take it. Why not?
You'll take it?
Why not?
Yeah, no, I think I can't handle too much criticism, so yeah. I don't think I could
I think we've got there, guys. Jenna's a hard no. I'm a right on the fence leaning no. And Damien's willing to go in. He's willing to pick some fights with a meteorologist. Yeah, that's fine. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the Break A Wish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or getting a shirt off TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Jenna LeBlanc, you can check out her monthly science-themed comedy variety show that she co-produces with me called The No Show, KNOW. The fourth Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. at the Social Capital Theater. You can also find her on Twitter and Instagram at @PhiloJenny. For more Damien Depping, you can check out his scary story improv podcast, Spooked, or his religion podcast, Believe It or Not. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. Before I go, some wishes don't take a whole episode. I call these summary judgments. An anonymous user said, "I wish I could put sunscreen on my own back." Done. But now you need help to put sunscreen on your front. Is this really better? Just staring at them as they rub your chest? So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
So, you just got done listening to the new episode of this podcast, and now you're looking for another one to get into. I know what you're thinking, but Cody, the new podcast I want to get into is an improvised comedy with a horror theme. Well, guess what, little podcast fiend? You're barking up the right alley. Because I'm one of the hosts of Spooked, the improvised scary story podcast where it's never scary and sometimes a story. Now you're thinking, wow, that sounds awesome, but where do I find that? Well, the same place you found this one, thesonarnetwork.com. You click on it, you listen, and get ready to get spooked.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.